Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Our good friend Sean Stone is here telling us what's happening in area stages and screens. He joins us every week to tap us on the shoulder and say, hey, there's a really cool thing to see. Or, hey, save your money. Stay home. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
It's very nice to have you here. You have seen Transit.
Yes, it's a German film set in France by Christoph Petzold. He made Phoenix, which was my favorite movie of 2013. It's sort of like the last. It's sort of the mood is like Casablanca. It's like the last days of France before the Germans take over. Except it's filmed on the streets today, so there's graffiti and everyone's contemporary. But it's absolutely terrifying, and it's like it reminded me of, you know, how Sorry to Bother You sort of dealt with the creeping corporatization that we're just normalizing.
Right.
Well, this is like creeping fascism that is normalizing, and it's and it's really timely and it's really heartbreaking, but it's very well made and very enjoyable in its heartbreaking way. And the ending, it ends with an American pop song. I don't know. You remember the movie Dogville?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, at the end, after the Nicole Kidman character wreaks vengeance upon the town and we finally see the dog, they play David Bowie's Young Americans and it's sort of like a punch in the face. This ends with a song just like that, but I won't give it away.
Cool. The name of the film is Transit and it's still playing.
It is still playing.
Excellent.
Yes.
We'll get to other movies that'll be playing later on. Now, let's talk about what's happening on area stages, and we begin with the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall and a performance tonight.
An evening with Jim Messina and Poco. And at first I thought, oh, Jim Messina with Poco, because he's one of the founding members. Not strictly. Jim Messina Band, then Poco, which is still led by Rusty Young, who is the longest serving member, though I'm sure he'll probably come out and sing one of his songs with them. But it's kind of interesting because a couple of months ago, Richie Furay, who was another founding member of Poco, was at the Egg with his playing an entire Poco album, which I just think it's funny that there's two Poco bands out there. You know, and I love them, but me and 12 other people in the 70s. Everyone else liked the Eagles.
Poco and Jim Messina tonight at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. All right.
Also tonight at the Mahewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Mass., it's Blade Runner. I'm sure it's going to be the 2007 Director's Cut, but it's still a beautiful movie to see on the big screen. And unlike Blade Runner 2049, it does not put you to sleep.
Yeah, I was gonna say something very similar to that.
Because I did fall asleep in that. I have to confess. You know, I wasn't that tired, but the movie was just so slow that.
And when Blade Runner came out, it was you were like, oh my God, I've never seen anything like this.
Oh, I know. And then I was in college like a year later, it was the first time I'd lived off campus and had HBO, so I saw it like 12 times. It was like it was that month. It was like that and Victor Victoria, and I saw them both like 12 times.
Yeah, I remember. Yes, I remember a similar situation with that where I saw Terms of Endearment and remember Heartbeats with
oh boy, yes,
Bernadette Peters and Andy Kaufman.
Yes,
oh, it was awful.
It was. Indeed it was.
All right. Carol Kane, I believe, also in that film. Blade Runner tonight at the Mahewi.
Also, another movie tonight. It's tonight at 8 o'clock through Sunday at Time and Space Limited in Hudson. It's the new restoration of Wings of Desire, the beautiful Wim Wenders movie. You know, Bruno Ganz passed this year. I mean, it's just a timely thing, and it'll bring you great, great peace with the world.
Yeah.
And Peter Falk just shows up and walks off with the movie. I mean, it's kind of amazing.
He's so great.
He was so great. Friday night at the Egg in Albany, it's the Joshua Redman Quartet. They have a new album that is, as the kids say, dropping Friday. So, you know, they'll be playing some new music. They're also going to be at the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton, Mass. On Saturday for two shows at 7 and 9:30 p.m. Friday night at the Van Dyke Lounge in Schenectady, it's the Levin Brothers, the legendary Tony Levin, bassist for Peter Gabriel and King Crimson. He's the master of the instrument, and you should probably call because I just wanted to talk about it. I'm sure it's probably close to sold out, but you should definitely check the club.
I was just talking to somebody who mentioned the great Tony Levin, and I don't remember.
Was it Ray?
No. It was a guest, and I want to say maybe it was Chris Bode.
Oh,
okay.
Who
was going to be in Kingston and was saying, I get a chance to hopefully catch up with Tony Levin.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
He's just amazing.
Yeah.
And then at the Ghent Playhouse in Ghent, Arthur Miller's great working class tragedy, A View from the Bridge. It opens tonight at 8 o'clock, and it runs through April 14th on weekends.
It was Chris Bode.
Yes, thank you. It was Chris Bode.
There you go.
I don't know when that... Oh, that airs... And that interview will air later on
yes.
today.
Okay. There you go. And then you did a nice little spot on this show. It's Cruel Intentions, the 1990s musical.
Have you seen the movie yet? You didn't see it.
I did not have time to see it. I'm going to try to see it today.
All right.
Proctor, Schenectady, Friday night at 8 o'clock. And then...
Can I sneak one in?
Of course.
On Saturday, March 30th in Hadley, and just because it's very fun to say Happier Valley, our pal Pam Victor has asked us to mention the Happier Valley Comedies Happiness Festival. In addition to the 9 hours of comedy shows, prizes, tacos, and fun, they are going to share happiness tips. All of this to fundraise for the complete build-out of the first and only improv theater in Western Massachusetts. You can find out more at happiervalley.com. That's Saturday, March 30th in Hadley.
Comedians offering tips on happiness?
It's your go-to, isn't it?
It is. My first thought.
Good point, Sean.
And then Saturday night at the Palace Theater in Albany at 7:30, Celtic Woman and Ancient Land.
Oh, okay.
We didn't get here in time for St. Patrick's Day this year, but they're here before the month got away from them.
No, I'm sorry if I'm making a stupid remark here, but wasn't it Celtic Women and now it's Celtic Woman, or is that?
I think it's always been Celtic Woman. They're all sort of personifications of the Celtic woman.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Okay.
Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Memorial Chapel in Schenectady, the Union College Concert Series continues with Piotr Andrzejewski Piano. He's going to be playing a bunch of selections from Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier Book 2 and the Beethoven Diabelli Variations, which are well associated with his career. He won an award for it early on, and they've made a documentary about him playing
it.
New movies, Dumbo. Because Disney hates America, and they're going to be carpet bombing us for the next 3 months with remakes of the Dumbo, The Lion King, and Aladdin. Hotel Mumbai is opening, which is about that terrible terrorist attack in 2007-2008 in Mumbai, India. And finally, a movie that I feel like I should have known about, The Beach Bum. Harmony Korine directs, Spring Breakers. Matthew McConaughey is Moondog, the Beach Bum, and it co-stars Isla Fisher, Martin Lawrence, Snoop Dogg, and Jimmy Buffett as himself.
Sign me up.
How did I not know about this? Movie of the year.
Well, if you want to avoid the Disney carpet bombing, for God's sakes, go see The Beach Bum. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. You can find out see his entire list by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Sean Stone, thank you very much as always. We look forward to seeing you next week.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.